Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. In the studio with me is Dr. John Alberti from Northern Kentucky University, professor of English and organizer of the Tournai French Film Festival. It started on Thursday with an animated film, but will continue on Thursdays between now and April 18th with showings at the Griffin Hall George and Ellen Revischel Digitorium. So he's here to talk about the festival and all the fun. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
To begin with, how did a French film festival land at Northern Kentucky University? How did it begin 4 years ago?
Well, this project is an initiative of the French government. They provide funding for colleges and universities across the country to sponsor festivals like this. And about 4 years ago, we decided to make our own application and take part. I did a little research and found that no other college or university in the greater Cincinnati area had ever hosted the festival before, so we thought this was an opportunity. We have a cinema studies minor at NKU, plus a great foreign language program and production program, and it seemed like a real opportunity to bring more exposure to contemporary French film to the area and to NKU.
Well, it is good to see contemporary French film. Mm-hmm. I remember as a film student when I went to college, of course, looking at all the classic films, but really the French film scene is quite different from Hollywood, but has a lot of great films that come out of that.
That's equally true, and it is just as diverse as Hollywood. I think sometimes because we don't have as many French films playing in the United States in our local theaters, we can get a skewed view of French film as, say, only being art films or only very serious films, and that's certainly an important part of French film. But the tradition and contemporary French film is just as varied as films in the United States. So they also have sort of goofy comedies and action-adventure movies. We don't have any action-adventure movies in the Tournai, but we do have a couple of comedies, a romantic comedy and a kind of social comedy that are not quite like American versions. They are they're a little more Gallic. You might think of them as a little more sophisticated in their approach, but still a lot of fun.
Well, you show these films at the Digitorium there.
That's
at
right.
Griffin Hall. And talk about the Digitorium. This is a wonderful room.
It's an incredible room. If there are listeners who haven't had a chance to come over to NKU and to see the Digitorium, it's just it's an amazing, it's kind of a technological wonder and a fantastic place to show movies. We have stadium-style seating, state-of-the-art digital projection, surround sound. It's just an incredible environment, and the Tournai is also a great opportunity for people to come and experience the Digitorium and for us to show off Griffin Hall, which is our newest building on campus, the home of the College of Informatics. And the whole building is both a beautiful building and itself a kind of state-of-the-art 21st century digital communications headquarters.
It is very, very impressive. And the Digitorium, just a marvelous place.
It's incredible.
I've not seen a movie there. I might have to see
one
as it goes along. Well, I wanted to ask about the films. Do you choose the films, or do you have input from, or is there a committee?
There is a committee. There's a committee of people from various disciplines across the campus. We have a lot of representation from French faculty, as you might expect. The Tournai Festival itself puts out a list of featured films for colleges and universities to choose from each year, and it's a long list. It's about 30 or 40 films, and our committee chooses five every year, looking for a nice diversity of movies that we think would be of interest to the larger public and also would be interesting in terms of curriculum on campus. And it's always a fun process and a somewhat difficult process because there's always more films you'd like to include than we have time for.
always a bit of fun having to
yes,
separate them out. I'm speaking with Dr. John Alberti, professor of English at Northern Kentucky University and organizer of the Tournai French Film Festival. It started last Thursday and runs every Thursday between now and the April 18th Thursday with some films. Five in all. The first one was an animated film, but let's talk about the other films that are in the film festival this year, beginning with the one coming up this Thursday, Romantics Anonymous.
Yes, that's a romantic comedy about two very shy people who meet over their love of chocolate. He's the owner of the factory, and she's a new employee. The title refers to an actual kind of version of not Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's called Emotions Anonymous in Paris for people who are painfully shy. And they refer to it as being too emotional, you know, that meeting people gets them too flustered. And that was the spark for this really delightful French romantic comedy. So if you're a fan of romantic comedies, you're going to love this movie.
Oh, and I did notice here, and it's mentioned that you had not only French films, but French-Canadian films.
Yes,
and that's the case with the one that comes up the following.
We're really excited about that because really it's a French-language film festival. Our final film, The Dardenne Brothers, Kid with a Bike, is a Belgian-French production. But Curling is our first French-Canadian film from Quebec. The Canadian director, Denis Côté, is very, very famous director in Canada, and we're really excited about having his movie as part of the festival and expanding the idea of French film to include French language film from around the world.
No, I meant to ask. I introduced you as a professor of English. How's a professor of English involved in a French film festival?
Well, I also direct the cinema studies program. We have a cinema studies minor, so I also teach film at NKU. And anybody who's a lover of film is a lover of French film. France is one of the birthplaces of film, and remains one of the great filmmaking cultures in the world. So when I saw the opportunity to bring the festival to NKU, really just leapt at it. It just seemed like a great thing to do.
Well, let's talk about the film on April 11th, The Women on the Sixth Floor. Something a little bit different, I guess you could say.
Set in 1962, this is another social comedy about a kind of stuffy bourgeois French businessman discovers that the servants of the building he lives in all live on the floor above him on the sixth floor. And these servants are all women who are refugees from Franco, Spain, who are making a living as chambermaids in France. And he discovers that they do not live nearly as comfortably as the people they serve, and they sort of open his eyes to a broader world. It's done with a very light touch. It's a very, very charming movie. So it may sound like there's sort of heavy political themes, and there are issues in the movie, but the movie is meant to be not a heavy movie, but a kind of charming and really kind of delicate look at this situation and how his horizons are expanded.
And you finish up on April 18th with The Kid with a Bike, you already mentioned, a Belgian-French film.
It's a Belgian-French film, and this is the latest film from the Dardenne brothers, Jean-Luc and Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne, who are two of the leading filmmakers in the world today. This is really their latest masterpiece, The Kid with a Bike. It's a really beautiful and moving story that will restore your faith in humanity. It's received worldwide acclaim. It has 96% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It was on all the 10 best lists when it came out last year. And one thing we always do with the Tournée Festival is we choose films that haven't had a theatrical run in the Cincinnati area. So these are all regional premieres, and we're very excited about bringing The Kid with a Bike. I think if you're for the serious movie lover, that's a real can't-miss event.
Indeed. Now, this is open to students, and it's free to students with an NKU ID, but it's also open to the general public.
It's very much open to the general public. We have many people from the community come. It's $5, which is, I think, a bargain
for a movie.
Yep. Parking is actually plentiful on the NKU campus, and if you haven't been to NKU before, it's very easy to get to.
Indeed.
You just shoot right down 471, and you're basically there. And we'd love to have people from the community come and, again, see what NKU has to offer and to share these movies with us.
And especially in the wonderful Digitorium as well. So.
And let me just mention, finally, we have two show times each Thursday, 3:30 and 7. So we know there are, particularly for members of the community who are retired, they appreciate that afternoon showing. So you're done before dinner time. And then for people who are traditionalists and like their evening movie.
You catch that.
We'll be
7
showing
o'clock
it at 7.
Show.
That's right.
Well, thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Dr. John Alberti, professor of English at Northern Kentucky University and organizer of the Tournai French Film Festival, running Thursdays, 2 showings each day, 3:30 and 7. Between now and April 18th, you can see a full list of all the movies and descriptions and have ticket information by linking to their website through our website, wvxu.org.